Next on the agenda is request for a public hearing pertaining to licensing and license requirements.
Can you ask Kathy to turn the AC down?
Turn it. No.
Colder.
You're in the decompression phase now. Relax.
Mr. Gillingham.
Request for public hearing, amendments to chapter 4 of Act 20, 1090. This pertains to license fees and licensing. Okay, this is really just a housekeeping measure. Just a quick background. The VMRC fishing licenses, both recreational and commercially, are established by the legislature in Title 28.2. The Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fishing, Hunting, Fishing, and Trapping license and fees are established in a different section, Title 29. Both agencies have the authority to increase fees under their guidelines, which is essentially not more than every 3 years and up to $5 or a percentage of the cost of living increase, whichever is greater. The cost for combination licenses, and these are licenses that include the privilege to freshwater fish and saltwater fish, are determined by the sum of their parts. Chapter 4, Back 20-1090 contains a listing of licenses and fees established in the VMRC section of the code, but also has several combined licenses and fees and that are in there. And this is included because the monies for the cost of the recreational saltwater portion go into VMRC's Virginia's Saltwater Recreational Development Fund. What has changed? The Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fishing freshwater fishing license fees for resident and non-resident increased July 1st, 2013, and the legislature, with the assistance of the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, created a new combined license in 2011. But it's in their Title 29.1 and currently not in our Regulation 1090, but it should be. Updates requested by staff. We'd like to advertise the increase in the individual combined sport fishing license includes for an individual saltwater and freshwater fishing privileges. The DGIF increase amounts to a license increase of $30, which is what's in currently in 1090, to $40, and the non-resident portion, $60.50 to $71. There's also a five-day individual combined sport fishing license, temporary license. There, the resident fee increased from $16 to $24, the non-resident from $26 to $31. These fees are already noted. If you went on your home computer or any other location, the DGIF site, you'd pay those fees, but it hasn't been updated in our 1090. The additions requested by staff is what's now called a title boat license. It allows an individual to get an individual's license for any boat he owns, and he can fish up to the fall line in a tidal river. So the example I use for folks is the Rappahannock Bridge and Tappahannock. One side of the bridge is salt water, licensed below. Above the bridge, you need fresh water. With this tidal license, you can fish all the way up to fall line in Fredericksburg, if you can get your boat up there. It doesn't come cheap. These are the fees that were established in code by the legislature in 2011. For a resident, it's $126, non-resident, $200, 1. Staff requests the commission authorize advertisement of these updated license fees and licenses for July public hearing. Any questions?
Any questions from the commission?
I've got a question.
Ms. Haney.
The licenses, they still, they're 12 months from the date of purchase.
Yes, yes, okay. That doesn't change.
Thank you, Mr. Gillingham. It's a request for public hearing. Matters before the commission.
I'd make a motion to approve staff recommendation for a July public hearing.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Erskine, second by Ms. Haney. All in favor say aye.
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 Any noes? Motion passes unanimously.